This is a parole hearing for Frank Corkin. ADC number is 039873. We want to make notice at the beginning that there is a letter recommending that he not be paroled. His next consecutive sentence from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. This is a hearing for an absolute discharge of parole to his next consecutive sentence. Mr. Corkin is currently serving a life sentence for first-degree murder and a 10-year sentence for these paroles. He will go through his 10-year sentence for aggravated assault. He became parole eligible on May 22nd, 2006. I should also know that this point that Mr. Boykin was originally in custody for murder first degree. He was paroled out. He was given a parole out, and 2 years later, he was arrested for the second charge of aggravated robbery while he was out on parole. His last incident that he had, since he's been incarcerated, he has had a car to where we have a minimal amount of security, but his last violation was in February of 2013 for disrupting count. So we know that this is his third term in the custody of DOC. In 1978, he was sentenced for a 3.5-year sentence for burglary and a 3.5-year sentence for child molester. When he got out, he then committed this armed robbery and murder, which he has a life sentence, which he was paroled on, as I said earlier, and now back in custody. He was out, while he was out on parole, he did commit another aggravated robbery along with another friend of his, and he was also arrested for trafficking and stolen property, which those sentences were to run concurrent. One was a 20-year sentence, the other one was a 10-year sentence. He has had been before this parole board 22 times that he appeared before this parole board on his original charge of armed robbery and murder. He was granted parole in 2006, and then in December 23rd of 2008, his parole was revoked, and so that's when he went back on his life sentence that he was serving, and a 10-year sentence for aggravated robbery was then added on to that charge. According to court information that we have, Mr. Borkin's on the armed robbery and the murder charge. Mr. Borkin and a friend of his were at a bar. He got with a gentleman. His friend's name went by the nickname of Roach. They saw a gentleman in the bar that was displaying a lot of money. They both went back to the bar. When it was about to close, the gentleman was still there. They all got a ride together. Apparently, they were going to go purchase some marijuana. Mr. Borkin was driving the vehicle. He faced that the vehicle had overheated, pulled up to the side of the road. While they were in the side of the road, they asked the victim to borrow $20, which he refused, saying that he had to pay off some tickets. At that time, the second suspect in the robbery began to strike the victim in the face several times, knocking him to the ground. At that time, he then got on top of the victim, up beside the victim, and started to stab him several times. After he finished stabbing, Mr. Borkins asked him for the knife, and Mr. Borkin also got on the ground and stabbed the victim several times, and then fled the scene, leaving the victim there. They were later subsequently identified and arrested for that murder and armed robbery, and once he received a life sentence for it. Then while he was out, after he was paroled in 2006, on June 28, 2008, Mr. Borkins, along with another friend of his again, approached the victim, asked him if he knew where a particular female lived in the apartment complex. The victim told him he didn't know. They began to get upset. They began to assault the victim. It was time when they assaulted the victim. They did steal his computer from him along with his cell phone, and they were subsequently arrested. Mr. Borkin said that they were going to buy some crack cocaine, and that's what they did with the property. Because Mr. Borkins has been, once had his freedom one time, he was convicted of child molesting as well as burglary, then convicted of murder and armed robbery, and was released out, and 2 years later he committed another aggravated robbery and received a 10-year sentence for the aggravated robbery. I do not feel that it would be in the best interest to release Mr. Borkins back out into the community. That is my opinion at this time. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Thank you, sir.
Therefore, I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. Borkins an absolute discharge or parole to his next consecutive sentence. That will be my motion. I also, since this sentence, I'm also going to ask for a one-year set-off. Well, he's serving a life sentence, but he went back in jail because of a parole revocation. And parole revocation happened in 2008, and he had an additional sentence on robbery that occurred, aggravated robbery that occurred in 2008. The original charge was prior to that, and it was 81.
But if he's serving for the murder, that's the one he's on.
But then he still has a 10-year, he has a conviction of a 10-year sentence for aggravated robbery that occurred in 2008.
I mean, I get that, but if he's serving the one, I don't think he's eligible for the set-off.
The question to me would be, would the 2008, when his probation of parole was revoked, what violation would that be the controlling date, or would we drop back to the original date of the crime? And I think you have to drop back to the original date of the original crime, because that's the sentence he's serving.
Yeah, I think he's on the death sentence as we speak. It's probably,
it's the ruling sentence.
It's the ruling sentence.
It's the ruling sentence. So he has a new sentence and a new charge.
But he's not serving that sentence. It's consecutive to the one he's serving currently.
Okay, well then he's not eligible. So if he's not up for 1 year set off, I was just thinking that if he had aggravated robbery and then he had his parole revoked in 2008, that would make him eligible. But if this goes back to the original life sentence that he's actually serving.
That's the one we would actually be paroling him to.
Okay.
If we grant it.
Yeah, I think we'll need to go back to him. He would not be eligible, I don't think.
Okay. So, that would be my motion. After we get through the motion, I'll then go over.
I will second.
Okay.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal, and agreed by Mr. Quinones. The reasons for denial is going to be it was a serious and violent offense, actually. So the reason for denial, you still can relate to both of the charges. It was a serious and violent offense, and one incident, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, but it was trauma to the victim because they did physically assault the victim prior to stabbing him numerous times. Because of the two incidents that he does have, one is as we saw, one is on robbery. There are multiple victims. I'm going to also mark that he violated previous probation or parole. History of continued substance abuse, history of assaultive behavior, his prior criminal history, and a repeat offender. He does have I'm going to mark lack of programming. Poor, no release plan, no family or community support. Those are going to be the reasons that I see. So that is going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Borkins at this time.